Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, Mick Jones, the one from The Clash, not the foreigner guy. An icon of the punk era, someone who knows his way around the tough streets of South London. But what has he been doing hanging out in northern Wisconsin for 40 years? Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. I'm Peter Nordgren, coming to you as always from beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, the little fishing village on the south shore of Lake Superior. There's only about 100 of us that live here year-round, but this summer we had not one, not two, but three live music venues going. Pretty nice. Jim and Patrick are away. And today I'm at the controls so I can share with you a story about why an icon of the British punk and post-punk era takes an interest in my part of the world. We're talking about Mick Jones. You know him, you love what he does. Guitarist, songwriter, and sometimes vocalist for The Clash. After parting ways with The Clash, Mick had a brief cup of tea with the band General Public. Then he formed Big Audio Dynamite with DJ and filmmaker Don Letts and fully released his funk instincts on the world. In more recent times, Mick has been active with the band Carbon Silicon. He toured with the live version of Gorillaz in 2010, and in 2019 he narrated the album The King's Mouth by the Flaming Lips.
Even in death, the king seemed to be still alive. Into his giant mouth. Come on, climb inside and see the stars, the storms, the swirls, and other worlds that are still there in his head. Still there in his mind. Some were curious, some didn't care. some were falling in love, and some were scared.
One of the things that's well known about Mick is that his parents split up when he was 8 years old, in 1963, and he was raised by his grandmother in South London. Most fans also know this family breakup happened when Mick's mother fell in love with an American and left for the States. But I think relatively few have looked into where it was she came to in the U.S. The answer is, she settled with her new husband where he worked, in Superior, Wisconsin, about 50 miles west of us here in Cornucopia. Mick has always stayed in touch with his mom, and he shared in a 2016 interview in the international newspaper The Guardian that he comes to visit. With this information, I decided to do some modest digging for evidence of Mick in Wisconsin. He said his first visit to the U.S. was in 1978. Superior is a port city and is home of most of the dance clubs in the greater Duluth Superior area, so I thought I might find some stories or legends. I happen to be a member of one of these online groups called You Know You're From Such and Such City When. In this case, it's You Know You're From Superior, Wisconsin When. So I put a question out there, sharing a bit of the story of Mick's connection, and asking if anyone had bumped into him down in the North End back in the 80s or 90s. The short answer was no. People thought the story was interesting, but nobody in that group had seen Mick in Superior back in the day. While it doesn't sound quite like him, apparently he kept a low profile when he was visiting Superior. I did have another lead to follow, because I had learned that about a dozen years ago, Mick's mother and her husband left Superior and moved to Ironwood, Michigan, a small city right on the border with Wisconsin, about 50 miles east of here. So I joined the group You Know You're From Ironwood, Michigan When, and there I hit pay dirt. Sometime recently, people had been naming celebrities who had visited Ironwood, amidst football and hockey players and various figures from movies and politics. Someone said, "Do you know Mick Jones from The Clash comes here? His mother lives right downtown." And another person said, "Yes, I was over there one day and bumped into him, and we had a chat. He was a nice gentleman." In that interview with The Guardian, Mick said, "My mother's lived in America now for 50 years. She's up in Ironwood, Michigan, and I visit her. On the 4th of July, we went to the next town along, Bessemer, to listen to the high school band, watch fireworks, and eat. Me with the vegetarian option." I'm now going to keep my eyes open, and when I'm around Ironwood in the future, if I encounter a lanky, balding, 60-ish fellow with a Brit accent, maybe lifting a pint at the Cold Iron Brew Pub, or snarfing a veggie pizza at the Bell next door in Hurley, Wisconsin, or even on the streets of Bessemer at the 4th of July parade, I'll just give him a nod. He deserves his privacy, and he still knows his way around. That's my story. I'm Peter Nordgren in the suburbs of Cornucopia, Wisconsin. Jim and Patrick will be back soon, so be sure to keep listening every day. We'll be right back. Try the Brandy Old Fashioned, Mick, eh?